Jalen Rose talking about Chris Paul. If you don't know the situation, he has been placed into the NBA's protocol for COVID-19. But all is not lost. Here's Jalen Rose's comments.
This one isn't doom and gloom for me, because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated. And I know the word indefinitely makes you feel like he may not be in the next series. I don't anticipate him missing more than one game at the most.
All right, joining us right now in studio is Kevin Zimmerman. He is our lead editor at Arizona Sports. I know we don't know a whole lot because the Suns are pretty tight-lipped about this, but what are the possibilities? Is it possible that he could miss a game or less?
Yeah, it's possible. Anything's possible right now, just because it depends on so many things. Whether he's vaccinated is the big one, because he could come back tomorrow if he tests negative. If he's not, then that obviously changes the set of rules that he's under. So it's really a matter of what we don't know and just passing tests, I guess, if he does have coronavirus, which we don't know.
So, again, that's the other part of it. We don't know if it's an exposure to someone that had it, you know, through contact tracing, or if it's that he has the virus. They're not saying any of those. But if he has the virus, it's going to be a long wait, obviously.
It could be, yeah. I'm no doctor. I have no idea how a vaccinated person would recover from that. But if Jalen Rose is correct in saying that he is vaccinated, then that really helps him get out of the protocols quicker. Contact tracing, you don't have to. You could be exposed to someone if you are vaccinated and they wouldn't care. So that also matters.
Have you heard or talked with anybody? Does it put the rest of the team in danger because they're in such close proximity? Is there danger of other team members being put in the protocol?
That also depends on who's vaccinated and not, because the rule is if you are vaccinated, then you don't have to get contact trace, basically. And so that would help the rest of the team. And the next game for them would be Sunday. If the Utah-LA series goes less than seven games, if that goes seven, then it would be Tuesday. So that also kind of changes how this thing goes for the Suns.
So we're kind of praying for seven. We just want him. We want this to go on as long as we can to make sure that he's back in time.
Suns fans would want Utah and the Clippers to go seven, yes.
Have you heard any timeline of any information we might get? Have they even released a timeline of when they would tell us anything?
We haven't heard anything, but they probably will have availability today in some form, because they were off yesterday. So we could hope to have Monty Williams or someone talking about this today later in the afternoon.
And they've been historically, the Suns have been pretty tight-lipped with the players that have been in the protocol. We don't know if they had it. We just know that they were in the protocol. So there's a chance they may not give us much more information than they're absolutely required to give, right?
Right. It's rules based on legal stuff, and they're going to be protecting themselves too, because they don't want the Jazz or the Clippers to know what's going on in there either.
But it's tough. It's one of those tough things for Suns fans. You know, we were joking about this, but the Suns have had some bad luck in the playoffs, and this is just seems to be one of those hurdles again for the Phoenix Suns.
I think the general consensus of fans online early this morning is not again, you know, Robert Horry hip check, that type of thing. It's just bad luck. But again, they have days to, if Chris Paul's vaccinated, if he clears all this stuff, then they might be okay with this.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time. I know they've got you on roller skates this morning with this story, but thanks for jumping in with the audience.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. That's Kevin Zimmerman. He's our head editor, our lead editor over at ArizonaSports.com, who, by the way, has been doing a fantastic job covering this story. If you want to get all the details up to the minute, jump over to Arizona Sports. They are definitely have got this thing covered. So we have so much to talk about with this. So what do you think, Steve? What's your prediction on this?
It feels to me like Chris Paul doesn't have COVID. I feel that way. But mm-hmm. that maybe he came in contact with someone and they're just trying to figure it out. Do we need to hold him back for a few days? And also, too, keep in mind, the team might not play until, what, Sunday or Tuesday. So this could blow over by then.
We hope. I mean, you know, again, John Rahm, the golfer, was pulled out in the middle of a golf tournament on Saturday. He was up by six shots on Saturday and pulled off the golf course because of the PGA and the NBA, two different sets of rules. But he was pulled off the golf course on Saturday. He's playing in the U.S. Open this week. So whatever the precaution they took, it turned out to be a false alarm.
Right. And that clip you played from Jalen Rose, Jalen knows players obviously better than a lot of analysts do. He seemed pretty definitive in him saying that Chris Paul has been vaccinated. I don't think you go on national television and you say that without knowing that it's true.
Yeah, unless you probably heard it from Chris Paul himself.
Right. So that gives me a little bit more confidence than, let's just say, if they came out and said, well, Chris Paul could miss some time.
You know, they used to talk about the Cubs being jinxed forever in baseball.
Yeah.
Does this feel like the Suns jinx to people? I mean, does this feel like... Because something always happens to the Suns.
Yeah. Well, in the 90s, Michael Jordan happened.
Well, yeah,
so
but,
he can't really
but
help
talking
that.
About, I'm talking about, you know, the players coming off the bench and technically violating the rules and being suspended, and it lost their chances of getting to the NBA Finals, those kinds of things.
Right, yeah. Kevin mentioned the hip check.
Sure.
And, you know, the Amari thing. Boris Diaw, I think, was one of the ones who left the bench. Yeah, no, there's a lot of examples.
And looking back at that, if you want to go back and see that, they didn't engage in any kind of physical altercation. They literally walked off the bench onto the court in technical violation of an NBA rule. And remember how, was it David Stern was the commissioner then?
Probably, yeah.
And they just were furious. The Sun, he was not welcome in the Suns arena in that gym ever again, I don't think.
How about the latest from John Gambadoro, great reporter over at Arizona Sports. He tweets, my understanding is Chris Paul was vaccinated along with several other players back in February at the fairgrounds. So that's Gambo basically saying his impression is Chris Paul is vaccinated.
Good. And that, again, for anybody, and I don't have in front of me the exact protocol from the NBA, but if you're a vaccinated player, there is a whole different set of rules if you come in contact with someone who has had or does have COVID-19.
Yeah, and keep in mind, just because you've been vaccinated doesn't mean you can't get COVID-19 again or for the first time. But it could mean that he has a better immune response to the virus. Maybe he doesn't show any symptoms. He could conceivably spend less time in the protocol because he's vaccinated.
Yeah. So let's say that the series in the West, the final series, you know, with the Clippers and the Jazz goes 7 games. That means game one of the Western Conference Finals would be on Tuesday. That's 6 days. That is a long time. He may miss a few days of practice. And I'm not trying to, I guess we're all trying to guess on what's happening. But this, without a doubt, is the biggest story here in town right now.
Oh, absolutely. I was talking to
in the NBA.
I was talking to a friend the other day in Denver, right after the series ended with Denver, and I told him, I was like, this is all anyone's talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, when the Suns are good, it's like nothing you've ever seen in the Valley. I've never seen this kind of reaction, even to, I think we talked about the other day, even when the Cardinals went to the NFC Championship game a few years back. I didn't feel this.
And the other part of it, I think, with the Cardinals, unfortunately, is that the stadium is out in Glendale. The Suns play downtown. And you've got the ASU campus downtown, the businesses downtown. There is a different kind of buzz in downtown Phoenix when the Suns are good. Not to mention the fact that they are the original franchise here. And there are so many old school Suns fans in this town. Everybody is talking about it.
Remember, too, the Suns are the only organization that still calls themselves Phoenix.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So I don't know how that plays into it, but they're very specific to the city. Now, they represent a lot of things. And
well, that's
obviously
why
they're doing
the Valley. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing the Valley thing this year, which I think is great. But interesting, though.
Yeah. So this Chris Paul story, as it grows, we will be... The great thing about being here at KTAR is that we're right next door with the guys and the girls over at Arizona Sports, and it is the best sports information for Arizona sports in town by far. So if you want details, we're going to get them to you, or you can jump over to their website over at arizonasports.com.